your mind always that that could be an option?
Well, I mean, yeah, definitely. My first touchdown playing football was at wide receiver in high school because I was backup quarterback and playing right back, but backup receiver. So I knew I could definitely do it if it came down to it.
Did you work at, when you came like to camp here, did you work at wide receiver?
My freshman year?
No, before you committed to Iowa.
I just came to a one-day camp where I worked with the quarterback.
You talked about one of the big keys being improving the speed. Was there any kind of like specific things that coaches had you do to kind of catch up, you know, to the other receivers? I mean,
no, just me working with them every day, competing. You know, when you're competing against guys, you don't like to lose. You're gonna fight to get faster and do what it takes to get to the necessary steps to be at the speed and level that you want to be at.
Who are some of the most influential people? You know, people you learned from.
Well, definitely Coach Campbell is definitely a great person to learn from, but as well as all the receivers I was with, you know, the older guys, the Rodells, DJ K, Trey Strauss, you know, Colin, you know, Paul, all those guys, you know, they did a great job helping me through the transition and pushing me forward.
Was Chaney a good speed gauge for you?
Definitely, to see how fast it was supposed to be.
Did you ever get to the point where you could test them in the 40?
Oh, yeah, we always race, whatever we did. We competed in everything. Our receivers, we always try to compete. I don't think I ever won straight ahead stuff, though.
Coach was just saying that he thought stamina was probably the one thing that you maybe had the most difficulty with when you first made that transition. Would you agree with that assessment?
Definitely.
I guess just how so, like what made it?
It was hard to run.
Did you ever think that maybe it wasn't going to work out, you know?
You know, when I first started, it was a hard part, you know, because like I said, conditioning was so hard that I wasn't used to, you know, running the play and then come back to the huddle, run the play and come back, you know. And that transition, you know, you think and you start realizing, like, it's going to be a lot harder than, you know, what I expected. But, you know, you start making catches and start feeling good about doing stuff. You get excited to play football.
The hands part, was that ever, catching the football, was that ever much of an
No, that wasn't a problem at all.
Can you talk about the atmosphere in Kinnick on Saturday?
It was crazy.
Like, just on the field?
It was like none other. You know, you come out and what they brought. You know, we love our fans, and they every Saturday you expect nothing. It worked really well. I was, you know, we were all kind of wondering if it was going to work, but our fans did a great job. It looked like they were excited more than we were to do the car stunt.
Was there ever that moment, whether it be like in a practice or in a game, where you were finally like, okay, I got this down. I know how to be a top wide receiver on this team and in the conference?
Well, you know, it was never like just a moment, because right now I feel like I still have a lot of improvement to do. And you know, I can just say, you know, every week, you know, you go through this process, you find things and you push yourself and you continue to push yourself through the process and hopefully you can get to where you want to be. But right now, you know, I still feel like there's a lot of things I can improve on and get better at.
How much is having a quarterback experience, you know, kind of that perspective and reading defenses, how much does that help you as a receiver?
Definitely helps a whole lot. Learned a lot as a quarterback when I was here with Coach O'Keefe that I didn't know in high school, which pushed me forward when I became a receiver, you know, knowing what the reads were and you know, I kind of tell if the ball is going to come to me on certain players or not.
Did that come to play in the second touchdown against Michigan State? I think I've seen somewhere that you kind of suggested that slant route maybe that you saw there.
Well, yeah, I guess that helps me. Man, the relationship between me and Coach O'Keefe, you know, he can trust me knowing that, you know, I do see some things. I'm not just going to say I'm open every play, but I know that if I see something, I'll talk to him about it and we'll discuss an option.